Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and my guest today is the president of the center, Brad Finstead, and welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Great to be here.
Nice to have you. You know, and today we're going to have some fun because we're going to talk about a couple of products that are part of our our agricultural industry, but the ultimate product is a beverage. We're talking beer and wine.
Well, you know, you have the 4th of July week here upon us, and it's maybe fitting. It's a Minnesota heritage issue, and, you know, we're a strong state with a lot of really deep history in the brewing industry. You look at some of the cornerstones for some rural communities, and they are brewing companies. You look at the August Shell Brewing in New Ulm, for instance.
Absolutely.
They're known nationwide. But if you look at the, you know, if you take away the fun topic of talking about beer and you talk about the specifics and the economics, it is a very strong industry that really has potential to give us some great growth from an economic standpoint. The regional competitiveness study that was just done by the University of Missouri shows that one of our strongest growth industries in the next 10 years with potential is the brewing industry, microbrewing industry.
It
could grow to 25% in Minnesota.
And, you know, it's interesting that, you know, the brewing industry at one time was very metro-centric. And you really don't see that as much anymore. It's really sort of, you know, gotten much more, a lot of more craft brews out there and people that are putting out, you know, smaller quantities and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it seems to be that it is moving a little bit more towards the rural parts of the state, and I don't think anybody has really a good handle on why that is, but, you know, at one point in Minnesota, we had over 100 breweries around the state. That number is quite a bit less now, but you look at some of the small rural communities, and I'll highlight a couple. You look at Cold Spring.
Mm-hmm.
They have a very successful brewery. Lucan, you have the Brow Brothers Brewing Company. Three brothers and a dad said, you know what, we like doing this in our garage, let's commercialize it.
Yeah.
And BAMO, they have a plant now in Lucan, and their markets are growing very strong and quick. They have a great Twin Cities presence, and they're mm-hmm. trying to expand around the upper Midwest. So it's just some great, unique stories. It's a specialty. It's a craft. I think a lot of people romanticize a little bit about
sure.
the beer making. You know, you hear the stories of people doing it in their garage, in their basement. But I think one thing that we need to keep a good eye on is that there's an economic opportunity there as far as jobs and as far as tax base and businesses that could pop up around rural Minnesota. So it's a unique industry. And then you look at the winemaking industry.
Yeah.
It's something, you know, right here in southern Minnesota, we have 3-4 very up-and-coming, becoming very well-known wineries. And it's a great tourist event. It's a great economic event, and it
yeah.
creates opportunities.
Well, and who would have thought 15 or 20 years ago we'd ever be talking about wineries in Minnesota, Brad? But we're going to have to save that for next week's program because we're starting to run short on time. It's been really a pleasure talking about the breweries around the state of Minnesota, however. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. We'll catch you next week.